Thanks for the introduction, and by this time, you know my advisor, myself, everybody. The topic of my presentation is transformation of sulfur dimethoxin in soil mediated by lacase and peroxidases. Here is an overview how I will be moving through my slides. Introduction, experimental setup, the results that we have obtained so far, and the summary based on that. Let's start with introduction. Sulfur dimethoxin can be abbreviated as SDM, and by this time we all know it definitely lies among emerging contaminants. It belongs to a sulfonamide group of drugs, which have this characteristic sulfonamide group. R1, R2, and R3 are representing the three substituents, and when these substituents change, so the chemical property and the name. In our case, this is the structure of sulfur dimethoxin, where R1 has been taken by aniline group, one hydrogen, and another pyridine group with two methoxy substituents. It's used as an antibiotic, generally for animals, but in Russia, it is also commonly used for human beings. Besides treating the disease in animals, it is also used largely for as a growth promoter for in animals, and is also mixed with the feed to increase the feed efficiency. In large few decades, the consumption, production, and the use of these veterinary drugs has increased manifold. In few countries, the increase has been noticed, like 80-fold increase in production of these chemicals, and so is their presence in the different compartments of environment, soil sediment, and water bodies. With increasing use, both for therapeutic and non-therapeutic use of this sulfur dimethoxin, and its increasing concentration in the environment may have undesirable impact on microbial community and can give rise to the resistant bacterial community, as has been acknowledged in lot of studies, which will definitely affect the other microbial communities in the environment or in soil. Can be uptaken by plants, can be accumulated in the roots and the stems in the plants, and so it can contaminate the groundwater, can be uptaken by plants, so may have the chance to enter the food chain. Among the various sources of this sulfur dimethoxin in environment, two majors. The one is wastewater treatment plants, the effluent from the wastewater treatment plants, and another is via land application of animal and human waste, which is a very common practice all over the world to use the animal manure as a good substitute for the fertilizer. It enhances the nutrient condition of the soil, but besides enhancing the nutrient condition, it also adds all the contaminants that are present in the manure to the soil. So after the sulfur dimethoxin gets to the soil, it can be reached to the aqueous water bodies, the river streams, by runoff, or may by leaching contaminate the groundwater. And the rest of the sulfur dimethoxin remaining in soil are subjected to the different reactions that keeps going in soil, and can be broadly divided into the reactions leading to degradation or the reactions leading to humification. We all know soil is very dynamic in nature and characterized by multitude of enzyme-catalyzed transformation reactions that play a very important role in the transformation of any chemical added to the soil. So our hypothesis is that enzymes, more specifically enzymes from oxidoreductase group, will play an important role in transformation of sulfur dimethoxin in soil. So keeping all these in mind, the three objectives of our study are to determine the effect of enzymes on SDM. It's like comparison between few enzymes. The next is to determine the effectiveness of lacase-mediated system. There are a lot of studies done in past, very few in soil, that have shown that addition of mediator increases the efficiency of lacase to a very high degree. So we are going to compare a few mediators and see if it is possible. And to evaluate the effect of organic matter, its different concentration and the composition on the transformation of sulfur dimethoxin. Here is an experimental layout. The three enzymes that we have used in this study are lignin peroxidase, abbreviated as LIP, horseradish peroxidase, HRP, and fortunately this has a short name, lacase. Both lignin peroxidase and HRP belong to the peroxidases and need hydrogen peroxide to initiate the reaction, whereas lacase is an oxygenase and it needs molecular oxygen to initiate the reaction. The three mediators that we have used throughout the studies are HPT, ABTS, and valuric acid. And the two different kind of organic matters that we have used are peat and the humic acid, and the humic acid was purchased from Sigma Aldrich. Let's see the results. Sulfur dimethoxin in soil enzyme system. In all my plots, the vertical y-axis will remain same. It will represent the sulfur dimethoxin recovery from the soil, and the x-axis will change. That I will keep explaining with each plot. In this graph, we are comparing efficiency of different enzymes in transforming sulfur dimethoxin. The total reaction period was 264 hours. As I told, LIP and HRP need hydrogen peroxide, so the molar ratio of substrate to H2O2 was maintained at 1:2, and this was decided based on our previous lab experiments. We can see with all enzymes, with increasing time, the amount of extractable sulfur dimethoxin amount is decreasing with time. In case of HRPM, it's the highest, and HRPM is showing the reaction condition where the total enzyme activity concentration was same, 10 units, but it was divided into 10 small parts, and then each one unit was applied at 24 hours. This decrease in the amount of extractable sulfur dimethoxin from soil may be attributed to the fact that this sulfur dimethoxin is participating in the cross-coupling reactions with the humic substances present in the soil, which have been shown in few studies, but they are done in aqueous condition and they have considered the model soil humic substances. So this study is done in soil. In the next, we try to see what happens if we increase the enzyme concentration. So we increase it 5 times more for both lactase and HRP, and the total reaction period was just 72 hours. As we can see, in case of lactase, with the increase, 5-time increase, there was significant decrease in the amount of extractable sulfur dimethoxin, but nothing like that we observed in HRP or the reaction done with horseradish peroxidase. Next is the lactase mediator system. The three mediators that we have used are valuric acid, HPT, and ABTS. All the three again at two different concentrations, 0.05 millimoles and 2 millimoles. Control is showing the condition where we have used the enzyme but no mediator. And the total reaction period was 72 hours and the activity used was 50 units, as we saw in the previous plot that with 50 units the efficiency was better. As compared to control, we can see with the valuric acid there wasn't any significant reduction over the control in the sulfur dimethoxin recovery. But both with HBT and ABTS, we saw that the amount of non-extractable sulfur dimethoxin is decreasing. The next is the action of mediator concentration with time. We just considered HBT and ABTS, and based on this plot, we just excluded the use of valuric acid. But there was a difference in the sulfur dimethoxin recovery, but that wasn't very large. And this next plot, we have effect of application method. It's almost like the enzyme. The reaction period was 72 hours. SA is single application and MA is multiple application. What we did in single application, the whole concentration of the ABTS or HBT was added at the starting of the reaction, whereas for the multiple addition, the same amount was divided into smaller parts, and then each part was applied at regular interval. And there, as you can see, we didn't observe any significant difference with this. The next plot is very interesting. It's the effect of peat on lactase mediator system. I am trying to plot two different conditions on the same graph. So on the left-hand side, we have the condition with no peat, but everything else is same. The mediator concentration, 2 millimoles, the lactase activity, and the sulfur dimethoxin concentration, of course. And on the right, we have peat at the concentration of 1 milligram per gram of soil. As you can see, with use of mediator, there was decrease as compared to control, but with use of peat and presence of mediator, there was huge significant decrease in the sulfur dimethoxin recovery from the soil. This can be attributed to the fact, like results that have already been observed previously in studies, that like addition of mediator, they increase the efficiency of lactase. How it works, like when the lactase gets oxygen and oxidized, the potential difference is around 700 millivolts, but when the mediator comes into the scene, then lacase oxidizes the mediator first, and then the potential difference that is created is way higher than created in only the enzyme system. So the mediators then again oxidize the substrate with higher efficiency. And this plot, I'm trying to show a lot of things, so I will be just picking a few stuff at a time. The pink or maybe the red bars, they are representing the what happens if the increasing peat concentration in presence of lacase. Here 0 milligram, and you can see with increasing the concentration of peat in soil, the amount of the sulfur dimethoxin recovery decreased a lot. This can be attributed to the fact that lacase oxidizes the sulfur dimethoxin molecule, and it may further participate in the cross-coupling reactions with the humic substances. So when we are increasing the amount of organic matter in the soil in the form of peat, there is more formation of non-extractable bound residue. In the next, the green bars, we tried to see which enzyme is more efficient with the same level of peat, that's 1 milligram per gram of soil, and we found that horseradish peroxidase is efficient than lacase. In the next, represented by blue bars, we have compared peat and humic acid. The concentration for both the peat and humic acid was same, 1 milligram per gram of soil. In the experiment was done in presence of lacase, and we see that in presence of humic acid, it was more efficient. There was less sulfur dimethoxin recovery in presence of humic acid as compared to peat, which can be due to the compositional difference between peat and humic acid, and we need more study to describe like why this is happening. But this has something to do with the composition of the organic matter. Now the summary. Reduction in extractable sulfur dimethoxin was observed in all the experiments that we did. But among the three enzymes, horseradish peroxidase was the one which was found to be more efficient over lacase and LIP. But in case of lacase, when we added the mediator, there was very significant, we got more significant results, and so we conclude that lacase mediator systems are more efficient than only the enzyme system. But if we just see overall addition of peat to each of the system, doesn't matter which enzyme we are considering, what organic matter we are considering, addition of peat proved to be the most efficient treatment. We have seen the amount of sulfur dimethoxin recovery is decreasing with time, is decreasing with the use of enzymes, is decreasing with the use of organic matter, but still we do not know which path it is following. We are assuming that it's humification, it's a cross-coupling reactions based on our previous lab experiments, but it is too early to say or confirm with authority. So we need some future work, including product characterization and looking at the reaction pathways, that how it happens in presence of different enzymes and in presence of different mediators. That's all. I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Jack Huang, and thank you all for listening.
I probably missed what was the salt texture and water quotient and your study. And do you expect any effect of clay content and water quotient if it's not situated so well on the results of your experiment?
Okay, that's a very good question. The soil that we are using, the texture was sandy loam, and the clay content was around 30%. But yeah, this is something that we are planning to do in future, that what happens when the different constituent of soil varies. In our experiment, we did the condition like 1 gram of soil and 1.5 milliliter of water. So it's like more than saturated. And this is also in our agenda to do a different water potential to see if the results differ.
Lacase is phenol oxidizing enzyme.
Yes, sir.
And in your study compounds, you don't have any phenolic moieties. Mm-hmm. How come this enzyme was capable to degrade and transform this compound?
That's a good question. Lacase is. It does the oxidation of phenolic compounds, but besides oxidizing phenolic compounds, it also oxidizes few other compounds. And the other thing is, when you add the mediator, I told you, when you add the mediator in the lacase system, it can oxidize other compounds except than phenolic compounds.
I was talking about the control.
The control. Yeah, that's a good question. We haven't looked. Maybe when we look at the product characterization and the reaction pathway, that can explain that if we have soil, if we have water, and if we are adding enzyme, maybe the compound first is changing to some different conjugates, and then the lacase is acting on it. So that can be the way, but...
Yeah, I like to add a comment on that. For this compound, there's an aromatic amine. Amine sometimes contained as a synonymous compound, so as to be applied as a...
Yeah. Yeah, that's the aromatic aniline. Yeah, that is a substrate for the lacase.
Any other questions or comments?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ms. Chair. Thank you all the presenters in the morning.